Welcome to this edition of Beneath the Helmet with wide receiver Justin Hardy. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, thank you.
Take me back to the very first time you ever put on a helmet and pads, and where were you and how old were you?
I was 8 years old, elementary school, you know, just getting out there, trying to play football for the first time. You know, I think the required age was 8 at the time, so that was the first time I ever actually playing football at all.
Was there anyone that kind of pushed you into the sport, or were you kind of just like, hey, I want to try this out?
My dad and my brother played football, so it was like kind of for me to follow in their footsteps to go do it as well.
If you weren't playing football right now, what would you be doing?
Playing baseball.
Yeah, what position?
Shortstop.
Did you play baseball growing up?
I did.
Why did you choose football over baseball?
You know, I like the contact, you know, playing football. You know, I was always one of those guys, you know, didn't shy away from contact, anything like that. So football was one of the things that, you know, I did to get a little contact.
And as a senior in high school, you actually played at that quarterback position. Did you always want to play quarterback, or was it kind of just a spur of the moment, let's see how you can do?
Our quarterback the year before had graduated, so we needed a new quarterback for the year. So my coach was like, you know, you want to playmaker with the ball in the hallway, so put me at quarterback.
And you also played basketball in high school as well as high jump for track. Was that kind of just to stay in shape for football?
Oh, definitely. You know, I played basketball for fun. You know, it's one of those things that you just get out there and run. You know, especially coming from football, so you get to stay in shape.
And then such an interesting story. In college, you started as a walk-on, got a scholarship, then went on to be the NCAA all-time leading receptions leader. How does it feel, or how did it feel, when you finally realized that you worked hard enough to get that scholarship and be such an impact for the team?
Oh, it was great. You know, once I broke the record, it was just great to have, you know, everybody that been pushing me along the way, you know, to be the best that I can be, you know, just show gratitude towards them.
In the game of football, or just in your life in general, who would you say is your biggest inspiration and why?
It was my dad. You know, recently passed when I was in college, so everything I did for him, I dedicated towards him after he passed.
Other than playing football, other than playing sports in general, what is your favorite hobby?
I like music. You know, I grew up a drummer, you know, so I'm really into music.
Were you in a band in high school?
No band.
And then, so going off of that, what are the two most recent songs you've listened to on your iPod?
I Wonder Why by Lucci and Kyrie Irving.
If you could cook dinner for the entire team, what would be on that menu?
For the entire team, chicken, I'd probably grill. Chicken, steak, you know, you got your vegetables, you know, something good.
If you could invite anyone dead or alive to that meal, who would it be?
Dead or alive. That's a tough one. You know, I like to meet a lot of people. LeBron James.
And one last question for you. When you finally got that contract, you signed here with the Falcons. What was the first thing you purchased?
First thing I purchased, I want to say, was some candy. You know, just being here, you know, I needed something sweet. I got a really bad sweet tooth, so I'm going to get something sweet.
All right, Justin, well, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, Atlanta Falcon fans, for joining us right here at AtlantaFalcons.com.